Balance FM Podcast.
Ex-musician is an ex-musician for one of two reasons. One, he's not good enough to be in the band anymore. Or two, he had a career opportunity that led him to resign his post, for which there are probably 30 people waiting for his job. I have no problem getting people to volunteer to subject themselves to the discipline that's in the band. And if you knew anything about the band and the crew, there is a spirit of accomplishment that surrounds this touring unit that is really quite remarkable, second only to being in the Marines, because this band can go out there and do anything, and they know it, and they are thankful that they were rehearsed to the point where even under the most adverse circumstances, they can go out and do a two-hour show that'll kick your ass. And the crew will have the thing up and down in record time, and everybody gets along, and they're happy to be doing it. And that's what the discipline is all about. A guy who leaves the band and complains about the discipline, he's maybe regretting the fact that he's not in the band anymore. And so how else is he going to get his name in the paper than to say that I'm a dictator? Well, fact of the matter is, I am the dictator. I'm the guy who signs the checks. I'm also the guy who has to take the responsibility for everything that goes wrong. And along with that, I have the responsibility for making sure that the band delivers a good performance to an audience that's bought a ticket. So it's not really being a dictator. It's being the referee between the audience and the band. Audience buys a ticket. I say, okay, band, you have to do this. And these people want it good, so give it to them good. And if they don't do it well, they either have to improve themselves or they go. The word in the band is, will that be an aisle or a window? Which means your ticket back to Los Angeles is right over here. And everybody knows that. And I've sent two guys home already from this tour. But see, the people that find that baffling would be people who have like a union mentality. You know? The union mentality means that too many people do too little work for too much money and then go on strike in order to get more days off. And there are a lot of people like this in the world who think that that's the way things ought to be. My attitude is this. I pay money to have a service performed for me on behalf of an audience that pays money to have a service performed for them. And I'm there to make sure that if somebody buys a ticket to my show, they're not going to be disappointed in it. They're going to see a band that knows what they're doing, that does it well, and delivers entertainment for the money that's spent. Same thing on the record. Whether you like the style of the music is irrelevant. The quality of what's put into the show is definitely there. And that quality is the result of a huge cash investment that I have to put out before the tour even starts. It costs $250,000 to make a band sound like that. That's talking about 2 months of rehearsal, 6 days a week, 8 hours a day. Everybody's on salary, crew is on salary. I have the cost of all those salaries plus the rental of the hall that we rehearse in, the equipment and all that stuff. I pay for it before I get a nickel from anybody buying a ticket. There's not too many groups that will take that kind of a risk, and not too many groups that have one man in the group who takes that financial risk himself. And that's the way I do my business. So if there's something wrong with that, then let me know.
פודקאסט.
gamble and the sheets of bamboo got me disarrayed, but my mink tailor made. Sitting by the pool, cool as pink lemonade. Leather poncho, plus the belts, 4 yards. I'm so sharp, I could cut myself. Invite the morning, we can get it on. If not, I'm oh so cold like the morning.